It had been a long week, and I was much more than ready for it to be done. Some girlfriends and I hit the club, ready to drink and dance and have some fun. I was already feeling pretty good and buzzed when I headed out to the dance floor. The music was loud, and the lights were low. I could feel the beat echoing through my body and the bodies around me as we all moved in time with each other. I love dancing like this. So primal, almost sexual. I felt a body push up behind me. I turned my head and saw this tall, handsome black guy who I'd noticed before. He smiled, a cocky grin, and I felt his big hands on my waist. I couldn't help smiling back. I closed my eyes halfway and continued to dance, grinding a little harder against him. I could feel his cock hard against my ass. He leaned down and whispered he knew I would be trouble, and that he loved trouble. He led me off of the dance floor, and I followed, admiring him as we walked. His shoulders were broad, and I could see his muscles defined even through the fabric of his tight t-shirt. He stood me next to the wall and leaned down, kissing his way down my neck. My hands roamed all over him, confirming what I'd already admired. His body was lean and fantastic. My fingers caressed his dark skin beneath his shirt and teased their way into the top of his pants. He chuckled that I moved fast, and that he lived nearby if I was interested in taking this any further. He didn't need to ask twice. As he drove the few blocks to his apartment, I teased his cock through his pants. It was enormous. So long, and it felt so thick. He slid a hand up my thigh and growled softly as he found the wetness already seeping through my panties and continued to stroke me through them. As soon as we got through the door of his apartment, he spun me around, grabbed my wrists and pinned them above my head, kissing me hard, thrusting his thick tongue into my mouth. I kissed him back, breathless and helpless, until he pulled away. He told me to leave my hands against the wall over my head and that he would be right back. He disappeared down the hall and came back moments later with 2 neckties. I cocked my head questioningly, but didn't have time to say anything before he used one of them to bind my wrists together and pulled them down from the wall. He turned me around and used the other tie to blindfold me. His voice against my ear made my skin prickle. He told me that I was his tonight. He was going to do whatever he wanted with me, and I was going to love every moment of it. I nodded, unable to speak, and felt a tug on my wrists. I followed him tentatively, unsure of the path he led me on, but trusting him to steer me. He stopped me, and I felt him move behind me. His fingers unzipped my dress with surprising gentleness, and he slid it down my body, letting it pool at my feet, leaving me in just panties and heels. I could hear him circling me, and I wanted him to touch me, but he just watched for a while. His silence was killing me, making me need him, wanting so badly for him to touch me. Finally, I felt those strong fingers again, as they stroked my body, starting at my shoulders, moving down to my breasts. He squeezed them. They filled his big palms, and then he took my nipples between finger and thumb and pinched them until I gasped. He moved me back until I felt the bed against the back of my legs, and he pushed me down onto it, moving me to the center of it and stretching my hands over my head, using the end of the tie to secure my hands to the headboard. He continued to explore my body. His hands moved down my arms, circling my neck for just a moment, as if to test how perfectly his hand fit across my throat. Then moving down my chest and teasing my hard nipples again. Sometimes his hands would leave my body completely, leaving me holding my breath, wondering where his touch would land next. My skin felt electric, every nerve alive, and then he would touch again. Sides, my arms, my stomach, caressing my calves, the insides of my knees. I felt him hook his fingers inside my panties and slide them down, following their trail with his lips. His wet, hot tongue leaving a path of kisses down my legs. I felt his fingers slide up my inner thighs and push my legs wide. He used something to tie my legs, fastening my calves to my thighs and then spreading me wide. My pussy and ass exposed to the room, and I knew he could see how wet I was already. Perhaps he could even see me tremble. I was aching for him to take me, and I told him so, but he only laughed and told me I needed to learn patience. Something soft and light brushed my face. I almost thought I imagined it, and then I felt it again, moving from my shoulders, down my breasts, feather light touches across my body. Sometimes no more than a light breeze. Other times, like a soft fingertip touch. Whatever it was, he dragged it across my skin, over my nipples, up between my legs, across my toes. Just when I became accustomed to the sensations, they were replaced by something new. Cold. Wet. At first I thought it was ice, but it wasn't cold enough or wet enough. More patterns. Traced across my skin. It made my nipples so hard and tight. I gasped as he pressed whatever it was against my spread pussy. But even as he pressed it there, his mouth closed over my hard, cold nipple, sucking and licking his warm mouth, and the cold feeling of the glass against me made me shiver and whimper. He continued to tease me with the cold and the heat of his mouth, trading them off. The next sensation was like tiny pinpricks, like little rolling spurs moving across my skin. Blindfolded everything. Every sensation became more brilliant. And I could never tell where the little pinpricks were going to land next. And I felt them roll over the soft skin of my breasts. Against my nipples. Sometimes I would feel it rolling down my stomach, my thighs, the inside of my arm. Eventually, I heard him put the toy aside. And the next thing I heard was soft, like fabric. I imagined him peeling off that t-shirt. I heard his buckle on his belt. His pants open, and heard it slide to the floor.
could only imagine what he looked like, standing there beside the bed. His dark skin, his shaved head, those big, muscled arms. Even when we were in the car, I had seen and felt those muscular forearms. Could see the veins beneath the skin. I wanted to see him. Wanted to run my hands over his skin, but I couldn't. Moments later, I felt his hands on me again. And his mouth. Those soft lips. Teasing my skin. It felt like his hands and his mouth were everywhere, all at once. Kisses landed in soft, moist trails over my hips, between my breasts. Fingertips tracing patterns on my skin. And his fingers bit into my flesh hard. He squeezed them in his whole hands. God, it felt good. Kissed my skin, and I felt him grab my nipples between fingers and thumbs and pinch and twist. Oh, it hurt, but my hips moved underneath him. I felt one big hand cup my pussy. I wanted him inside me. A finger slid between my wet lips. He still kneaded my breast with his other hand. Two thick fingers slid inside me. Rather than easing the ache, it just made it more intense. I wanted that thick cock that I felt through his jeans in the car. to feel it stretch me and fill me. His fingers moved faster, stroking in and out of my pussy. And his thumb began to work my clit. His mouth closed over my nipple, biting and sucking. I moved against his hand, trying to take more. And then he pulled away. I pulled against the tie in frustration, trying to get free. I felt so empty. Felt something else, cool and round. He rubbed it up my thighs, up one side and down the other. I heard a soft click and then felt the vibration start. Oh, I wanted that, but he wouldn't give it to me, not where I needed it. He rubbed it, teasing it over my skin, my inner thighs, over my hips, sometimes holding it against my hard nipples. Oh. I wanted to beg him. I wanted to feel it. Oh, please put it between my legs. I need it. And then he gave it to me. Oh, he pushed it hard against my clit. I could feel the vibration all the way through me. He began to rub it up and down, spreading the wetness from the opening of my pussy up over my clit, smearing it around, making me so wet. Sometimes pushing the head of it against me so hard. another time was almost pulling it completely away, leaving me squirming and trying to press against it. At one point I thought I was getting close. I wanted to come so bad already. He pulled it completely away, but didn't turn it off. I could hear it still buzzing. I felt him move and press his body against me. Those thick, muscular thighs against my legs. And I could feel that heavy cock laying against my body. Oh, please. His cock against the entrance of my pussy. It was so wide. And I felt it begin to push inside me. Filling me up so much. And he began to stroke in and out, fucking me. Oh God. Yes, please. And a few strokes later, he was gone again, leaving me empty. And then he brought the vibrations back. Oh, God. I could feel it building inside me again. And just as I thought I was starting to get close, he took it away. Again. And then I felt his cock again. That big, fucking magnificent cock pushing into me. He kept alternating between the vibrations and giving me his cock. It drove me completely mad. I wanted it. I felt my whole body tight. My fingers gripped the restraints. I couldn't help moving under him. First one and then the other. Sometimes he would stop and hold the vibrations against me, and he would begin to kiss me again, pushing his tongue into my mouth, letting me suck on it, squeezing my breasts with his other hand. And again, when I got close, he'd take it away and fuck me all over again. Oh god, that cock was so hard and so good. I begged him. All I wanted was to come for him. Oh, God. He took his cock away again and pushed the vibrations hard against me. Oh, that fucking wand. Oh, and this time he held it there. He rubbed it up and down between my legs, always bringing it back up to rest against my clit. Ugh. God. I felt his fingers gently reach up and pull the blindfold off of me. He tugged it down so I could see him there between my legs. His voice was low and soft, and he told me what I wanted to hear. He told me I was gonna come for him. He was gonna make me come, and he wanted to watch me. Oh. I moved as well as I could against it, against that toy. I could feel it coming. I wanted it. Oh. His voice encouraging me, pushing me on, telling me to come. When I came so hard, I cried out. Oh, coming hard, my pussy wet against the wand. And he just kept pushing it against me. Oh, God. By the time he turned it off, I was soaked, breathing hard. He laid down against me, pressing my breast to his chest, wrapping his arms around me. He kissed my neck as I regained my breath. I felt his teeth against me. Oh. His fingers in my hair. I could feel his cock hard and throbbing against me. I wanted that cock again. He rocked his hips against me, rubbing that cock against my wetness. He growled into my ear and asked me if I wanted it. Asked if I wanted to come on his cock. And could I come for him again? Oh God, yes, I wanted it. I want to be filled with that magnificent cock. I wanted him to fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Please. I just wanted him to take me. Then he slammed that big cock inside me again. I watched him. He leaned over me. Looked straight in my eyes. Those big, dark, intense eyes. As he pushed into me over and over. Oh, God. Oh, and the way he filled me. Oh God, it was so good. His hips just slamming into me. Over and over. He reached up and took hold of my hands. He untied me from the headboard and let my hands free. He grabbed me and turned me over onto my knees. And I couldn't see him anymore. Oh, and he plunged back into me, taking me from behind. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. He pushed so deep. He pulled me against him. Oh, and I felt his arm, his hand, across my neck. Oh, God. I could feel getting closer again. My head began to swim. I wanted it. His voice in my ear I grabbed onto his arm. His strong arms around me. I could feel his cock swell even bigger inside me. Twitch that he thrust into me. He told me to come for him. To come on his big fucking cock. Oh, it was so close. And I did. Oh god, I came for him. And I felt him. I felt him release inside of me. As my pussy gripped him so tight. When we both came, filling me up. This cock sliding through my wet pussy. Fuck. And he just kept fucking me. Oh god. Collapsed forward onto the bed, his arms still wrapped around me, still holding me. His hands were all over me as we both gasped and panted for air, squeezing me and touching me. His lips against my ear. I still was shaking and shuddering with the aftermaths of my orgasms. Oh god. Oh, I felt so good. Oh, his cock still inside me. Oh, I whimpered when he pulled away. Oh,